Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 4 and 21. Jesus is talking to the woman at the well. And through a word of knowledge, he talked to her about all the marriages and situations she had been through. And so then she wanted to talk to him about religion. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what." Reckon how many people are like that today. They go to church, they go to buildings, they have services, but they don't have a clue what they're worshiping or what they're doing. You don't know what you're worshiping. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. That's the law was given to the Jews. Jesus came from the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father, how?
In spirit.
How?
In spirit.
In spirit and in truth. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's helping us. Two things we've already touched now. Big keys to access this unseen realm. One of them is faith, we've already talked about. Here's another. Truth. Truth. Another way of saying it is honesty. A companion of honesty is humility. You show me a truly humble person, I'll show you a very honest person. You can't separate them. God, it's impossible for Him to lie. His Word is truth. And He doesn't regard vanity. It's impossible to con Him.
Right?
Right? You can't. So if you want to get next to God and close to God, you have to get real.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
What do you mean? No phoniness. No junk. If you're doing a bunch of stuff at church for other people to see you and hear you, you are not connecting to God. You can be sure of that. Because He knows. He sees phoniness a mile away, right? I mean, He knows your heart. And He doesn't look on the outward appearance like man looks. God sees what? He sees right inside you. The Bible said all things are open and naked, exposed before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do.
Amen.
And the Word of God is quick. And it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yep.
Well, when God looks at you, you ain't hiding anything.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So, if you want to be close to Him, the people that don't want to be close to Him, they don't like that. I know Phyllis and I had the privilege of serving with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. and Miss Aretha. And he was and is a prophet and a man of God. And had revelation. He'd see things and know things supernaturally. And a whole lot of people that walk close to God see and know things supernaturally. This is not just with a person or two. But I'd see folks and I'd be around them and we'd be somewhere and they wouldn't come around and they wouldn't spend any time with us and talk. And well, more than one would tell me, "Well, you know, Brother Hagin, he picks up things." And I just say, I mean, sometimes when he's looking at me, I think he's just seeing everything in my life that I ever did wrong. Well, no, that's not true. And people that truly are spiritual, even if they do see some things and know some things, they care about you.
Amen.
I said they care about you.
Amen.
And if they really are spiritual, they're not interested in judging you.
Amen.
And they're honest knowing that they themselves have missed it.
Yep.
Right? But you'll see that. Well, if people will do that with men, how much more with the Lord? That's one reason sometimes people stay away from church and they stay away from the things of God because they don't want to deal with God seeing and knowing everything. Oh, but friend, He already knows. I said He already knows. So don't run from Him. Run to Him. And just open your heart and your soul and lay it bare and get absolutely as honest as you know how to be, and that will allow you to access the spirit realm. It will allow you to not be tethered and just tied to this realm, and you'll find yourself touching realities of spirit and being aware of spirit. The more honest you will be, the more aware you will be of that reality. But if you want to be phony and play games, you won't even be aware of it. You'll just be living totally tied to the material. Keep reading. He said, "You worship you know not what. The hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for God seeketh such to worship Him." Is this true? Does God care if you want to be with Him or not?
Yes.
He does. He wants, He's looking, He's seeking for people that will believe in Him and believe He's good and get real with Him. And what did He say? If you'll draw near to Him, if you'll draw near to Him, that's how Enoch walked with God, by faith. He just walked out in the woods by himself and said, "God, I know You're here. I believe in You. I know You're real, and I believe You're a good God. I want to talk to You. I believe You want to talk to me." And by faith, he just kept reaching out. And when he did, get believing in God, being real and open and humble and honest with God, he got closer and closer and closer and closer until God became so real to him. He became more real to him than this realm. And one day God said, "You want to stay at my house?" He said, "Yeah." "Do I have to go back?" He said, "No. Just come on, stay with me." And his body dematerialized, became energy in the spirit realm.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to find out about this.
Yeah.
I said, we're going to find out about this.
Praise God.
When the trumpet sounds and the Lord comes back, the dead in Christ are going to rise.
Yeah.
Well, some of those bodies, you couldn't find them if your life depended on it.
Yeah.
They died out in the desert 800 years ago. Their atoms are cast to the four winds. God knows where every one of them is. They're going to come back together. And the power of God is going to rip through it like lightning. And it's going to be changed on a molecular level. That's as far as I know how to say it. It's probably more than that. And you'll have a body. It'll be this body that's glorified. And it will no longer, throughout the eons to come, it'll never again be subject to weakness, nor pain, nor aging, nor any such thing.
Thank you, Father.
It will have been. Didn't the Bible say, "We shall be changed"?
Yes.
Oh, somebody say, "I'm going to be changed."
Change.
Go ahead and tell your body right now. Say, "Body, you are going to get changed. You are going to be changed."
Hallelujah.
In a moment.
Praise
in
God.
A twinkling of an eye.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
True?
Yes.
True?
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, where's Jesus going to be coming from? And the dead in Christ, where were they? And where are they coming from? Spirit is real.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit is real. The Father seeks such to worship Him. He wants this. He wants our fellowship. He wants to commune with us. If we want to commune with Him.
Amen.
Keep reading. Say it out loud. God
is
spirit.
Spirit.
Now the article A is added. It's just God is spirit. That's what He's made out of. That's what you and I are too.
Amen.
He's called the Father of spirits. And you're sitting there right now, inside that body, looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. But you're a spirit, made in the likeness and image of God. You are an eternal spirit. And if the Lord tarries his coming, centuries after they plant this body, if it goes that long, you'll be very much alive. Your spirit. God is spirit. Angels are spirit. Evil spirits are spirits. Spirits. God is spirit. They that worship him, the only way you can worship him, if he's spirit, how are you going to contact him? Flesh contacts flesh. Mind contacts mind. Spirit contacts spirit. They that worship him must worship him how? In spirit, and he uses this word again. And in truth. Genuine. Honest. No phoniness. No playing. No pretending. No lying. No facade. None. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go with me to Luke now. I think you're ready for Luke. In closing, I think. We've covered a lot tonight. Something to think about. Something to chew on. Should you talk to God like he's in the room with you? Because he is. Huh? Should you be aware you're not traveling alone? Angels are with you. You know, the Lord said about little ones, he said, their angel does always behold the face of my Father. Whose angel? Yes. The child has an angel assigned to him. That's the only way we made it out of childhood. Well, if you're anything like me, it's the only way you made it. I thought I was Superman. I tried to fly off the barn. I thought I was Tarzan. I figured if he could do it, I could do it. I went out in the woods. I found me some big tall trees and some vines, and I did it. Of course, you find out after a few swings, those vines break, and here you come down. And just I guess every summer, year after year, I made trips, multiple trips to the emergency room. How were you not killed? How about you? Thank God. He has given his angels charge concerning us. And they'll bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. They're real. They're here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me